Winter months in Minnesota can be a difficult time to get through. The cold, snow, and harsh conditions. Try building a new stadium in that climate. Luckily for the construction crew at U.S. Bank Stadium, the shift has gone from the building's exterior to the interior, as winter is nearly here. The 1,400 daily workers are focused on the many items left to do inside the state-of-the-art new stadium.
It was critical to get the building enclosed by Thanksgiving of this year. The ETFE in particular, you know, that material can't be installed in temperatures below 40 degrees. So we were up against Mother Nature in the completion of that work, and we actually got done a couple of weeks early, which was terrific. But now that we're fully enclosed, albeit on the west end with a system of temporary enclosure, which was always planned, we've got the permanent heating system on in the building, and we've got a great environment in there, and we're able to go full speed at the installation of all of the interior finishes and the interior completion of the building. So it was absolutely key to the on-time completion of the project that we're confident in delivering next year.
The interior of U.S. Bank Stadium is now fully enclosed with the completion of the innovative and high-tech new roof. Extremely durable and flexible, yet still translucent, the new ETFE roof will provide a warm and comfortable experience for those inside the stadium, but a clear view of the outside.
Some of the basic reasons ETFE would be used is in the architectural design, that the architects are looking for a very light, open space, a very light structure. You can design ETFE structures to withstand the climatic loads, and not have to also design them to carry the extreme weights of materials such as glass. ETFE is very lightweight. You can make much lighter structures, much smaller beams, much more open spaces than you could with a lot of alternative products.
Looking to avoid the dark feeling some closed stadiums have, the solution was the film-like roof that can handle both harsh winter weather to the heavy sunlight of the summer months.
I think that the ETFE roof coupled with the operable doors on the west side of the stadium are going to be iconic, not only for this building, but for the community at large and all sports facilities going forward. The ETFE is a product that's commonly used in Asia and other markets. We're just beginning to see it here in the United States, and I think that this building particularly will be a great showcase for that product, and I think you'll begin to see a lot more of it in our industry now that we've got a living, large example of it here.
Hitting the November deadline for the final touches on the ETFE roof, U.S. Bank Stadium is now enclosed, and construction can be focused on the remaining tasks in the building's interior. It was a key milestone, and having the roof complete brings the opening that much closer.
I think the experience for fans in the building with the ETFE is, just the quality of the light in the building is going to be spectacular, and it will be such a incredible contrast to what the feelings were inside the Metrodome. But that's true of this building as a whole. All of the concourses are open to every spectator that leaves to go get a beer or a hot dog or to go to the restroom. You know, it's still going to feel very much connected to the whole atmosphere and excitement inside the stadium. And a very different experience than going into the tunnel that were the concourses of the Metrodome. So I think people are going to be blown away by their first experience in this building.